Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Support for WPR comes from Present Music, performing honest music with guest violist and curator Nadia Sirota, May 9th at 8 at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Tickets and info are at presentmusic.org.
Mayors from cities and towns along the Mississippi River met with lawmakers in Washington this week to try to focus attention on some of the challenges that are specific to the Mississippi River.
A big push in that meeting was securing disaster prevention funding for things like flooding, droughts, and even hurricanes. While the federal government provides disaster relief, the mayors say a more efficient approach would be to spend money on prevention.
La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot was at the meeting in Washington, and he joins us now. Mayor, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I want to start out with a little bit of background on the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative. What is it exactly, and what are you trying to accomplish?
Well, it's really a new organization. We've been together here for a little over 2 years, and it was started by mayors. It was really an initiative that started at the kind of the grassroots level. There's a little over 120 cities and towns up and down the Mississippi from the headwaters to the Gulf. And there was a vision here of looking at the Mississippi River as one system. Even though the upper Mississippi River and the challenges that we face might be a little bit different than the lower Mississippi River, it's still, in the end, one system. And the mayors here at the local level felt strongly that we need to have better partnerships and a better voice with the federal government and ultimately also the state governments to deal with the variety of programs and regulations and funding that would impact the Mississippi River.
Now, when a lot of people who might not live near the Mississippi may not understand the role that federal and state governments play in regulating commerce and, zoning regulations and all of that. So give us a taste of some of the problems and issues that you're trying to address.
Well, we're really, for this year, we're focused on several real core areas. I mean, what I had just mentioned, trying to work with our policymakers and elected officials and agencies to treat the river as one unified system. I think that in and of itself is very important. As a part of our efforts about a year ago, at the federal level through Congress and through the Senate, we formed the Mississippi River Caucus, which is a bicameral and bipartisan group. I think it includes now over 25 members of either the House or Senate to, again, focus policy and programs on ways to use our limited funding and those types of efforts just much more efficiently. We're also focused on working with the Farm Bill that was signed to establish a National Drought Council that, again, could work through the state and local levels to be better prepared for the droughts and some of the weather extremes that we're seeing. We want to work together with, the multiple federal agencies to deal with the invasive species that are plaguing the Mississippi River Basin. And then there's a number of other areas looking at pre-disaster mitigation for some of the flood issues that we face up and down the river. The Army Corps has a civil works budget of a little over $5 billion in how to best spend on the infrastructure, because if you look at our lock and dam system, in essence, it's about 80 years old and hasn't really seen any significant upgrades up and down the river. And then there's also other areas, again, looking at working with our federal agencies to deal with the dead zone that's in the Gulf and just all the things that we can do, clean water. So there's a number of initiatives. Again, it impacts people. And even though folks might not live right close to the Mississippi River, the Mississippi River is the drainage basin for about 37 states. So I would say that just about anywhere that you live in the United States has an impact to the Mississippi River.
Early on in the interview, you talked about that idea of treating the Mississippi River as a system. And, I think maybe from our perspective, that might sound like a logical thing to do. But having been around the Mississippi for a long time and knowing some of the politics there, I know that's not the case. I mean, people tend to focus on kind of the river that's in front of them. In your estimation, how important a step is this?
Well, I think it's a very critical and needed step, and that's been one of the one of the things that I have enjoyed in getting to meet the other mayors, and I think that hopefully left an impression with our federal meetings with elected officials and the agencies as well, the fact that you have this very diverse group of mayors from big cities, you know, from the St. Louis and Memphis, Tennessee, and those size cities all the way down to the smaller towns, the fact that we're able to come together and you know, at times be able to put aside some of the details with the thought of how do we, you know, work on the overall river system. And we know that an ecologically healthy river is going to be an economically, driving system. That I think is really important. And that was a big message that we took to Washington and again, in working with all those federal agencies to develop those partnerships.
So when you went to Washington, what were you asking for? Were you just sort of introducing lawmakers to this concept, or were you asking for something more specific beyond that?
Well, we did. It was really a combination of both. Again, we had opportunities to meet with our representatives that are already part of the Mississippi River Caucus. We did get a chance to reach out to House members and senators who are not a member of the Mississippi River Caucus, asking them to join. And then we did have some very, you know, specific priorities when we talked about supporting the pre-disaster mitigation program at that $400 million level. We really feel strongly that, you know, it's the old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And if we can spend the funds, especially in a community like La Crosse, where we have three rivers, we have about 2,000 properties that are in the floodplain, if we can spend those pre-disaster mitigation dollars on floodproofing and removing properties out of the floodplain and doing the kinds of things in the front end, it's a much more cost-effective way to spend limited tax dollars than having to come after the fact, after there's been a catastrophe or a weather issue where you've got to clean up and deal with property damage. So we had, it was real beneficial to be able to talk more broadly about this one river system, but then also very specifically about certain funds and certain programs.
So you've been to Washington. You've been working hard at trying to get the word out. What happens next?
Well, we'll continue. We continue our efforts. This is a group, again, I had mentioned we're still a relatively new group of mayors. We will have an annual meeting coming up here in a few months. I think it's in the fall in New Orleans to continue to highlight the fact that this is a single system. Some of the areas that we really focused on this time was to talk about the fact of the importance of the river restoration and those programs to bring back the health of the river and dealing with some of the innovative projects like we're doing up in this part of the Upper Miss, building islands and the drawdowns to improve water quality and the health of the wildlife, dealing with the invasive species. I mean, those efforts are long-term efforts, and we're going to continue to fight those fights each and every day because, you know, overall, that health of the river is critical to our economy. I mean, there's, you know, approximately 500 million tons of commodities that get shipped every year up and down the river, and we can't do that if the river is not healthy.
And one final question before we let you go. In terms of the health of the river now, is it in better shape than it was, say, 10 or 20 years ago, or are we going slipping back in some areas?
No, I believe at least the reports and the information that we shared, you know, the health of the river is improving, and that's one of the areas that we're focused on funding because there was a proposed cut to the monitoring of the river health and some of those indicators, and that's, you know, that's backwards, I guess, or taking a step back. We want to be able to keep the funding for the monitoring of the water quality and those other measures because we have to be able to look at, you know, from a scientific standpoint, are we getting better and are things improving? And if they are, well, then let's keep that going. There was a proposal in Congress, I think, to cut about $1 million out of the monitoring program. And that's, you know, that's always a concern because if you don't have the right data, then your programs aren't being as effective as they can be.
Well, Mayor, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
We've been speaking with Mayor Tim Kabat of La Crosse. He has joined other mayors from along the Mississippi River in Washington, D.C. this week to discuss the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative.